This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, welcome back to the Golf Show. I'm Mike DeDorch, and as the little promo said, we got something for you. I have, as my guest, the first guest of the morning, is a guy I call a friend. He is the president of Pinehurst Resort. And welcome, Tom Pashley. Thanks for coming on the air with me this morning.
It is a pleasure, Mike, to be with you. And as you know, it was a big week here in Pinehurst. It's as we say, it's always a beautiful day in Pinehurst, but this week it was really special.
Now, I've alluded to it a little bit, and we'll talk more specifics as we go along here. This has been in the works for a little while, right? This just didn't happen over a course of a month or something.
Right. No, you know, the first USGA championship that was ever played at Pinehurst was in 1962, our first U.S. amateur. But then a lot of people don't realize that the 1999 Open that Payne Stewart won was the first time Pinehurst had hosted a U.S. Open. And so these types of things build over a period of years once a golf course, you know, is established as a championship caliber course, but there's a lot of other factors that'll go into play. But no, it's been in the works for quite some time. And it's nice to know that we've got three decades of future U.S. Opens coming to Pinehurst.
And the part of this announcement was that the USGA was going to move some of its operations to Pinehurst, testing center. What all else will be involved with that?
Yeah, so the, you know, golf ball testing and club testing that is required now for all clubs will happen right here in the village of Pinehurst on the Pinehurst Resort campus, which is going to be really exciting. But they will also have a welcome center, a visitor center museum experience. So they've got the largest collection of golf artifacts, I believe, in the world in their headquarters in Liberty Corner, New Jersey. But as many people don't get up there as get to Pinehurst, so they're going to have a wonderful museum experience where people will get to see some of the best artifacts in golf. They're also going to have, I believe, their green section agronomy research people will be relocating here, and they'll be doing a lot of turf grass research that not only benefits golf courses but sports fields all over the world. And so it reminds me of the way St. Andrews with the R&A and the old course kind of blend together to celebrate the game of golf. You'll have our governing body that'll be doing testing. They'll be exhibiting artifacts. You'll have Pinehurst number 2 that'll be hosting national championships. It really does remind me a lot of what happens in St. Andrews.
And isn't that ironic because, you know, St. Andrews is known as the home of golf, and Pinehurst is known as the American home of golf. And don't you guys, at one point, didn't you exchange, I don't know if on a regular basis, and this story isn't as clear as it used to be, but didn't you exchange sand from bunkers with each other every year?
Great memory, Mike. We did that one year. They took sand from the road hole bunker at St. Andrews, which is the 17th hole there, and they brought some of that sand to Pinehurst, put it in our 18th hole bunker on course number 2, And I think that was a ceremony we did in advance of the 2005 U.S. Open Championship. So it was a blending of shared DNA, if you will.
Yeah. You guys, as a result of this, you'll have U.S. Opens in 2029, 2035, 2041, and 2047, which I don't even want to think that far ahead. But you have become the first I guess, what they're calling as an anchor course for U.S. Opens down the road, correct?
Right. Anchor site is what they're calling it. And as I heard them speak to the concept, it makes a lot of sense in terms of from a player's perspective and a viewer's perspective, a fan. You know, you build familiarity with courses the more you get a chance to see them, and you get to anticipate, you know, the players getting to, for the Masters, Amen Corner or whatever it is. And so when you go to different venues all the time, people don't get to have that experience. So one of the desired outcomes, I think, is for people to be able to identify a little bit better with what's happening at a specific venue. So going to fewer places more frequently is definitely part of the strategy.
It wasn't announced because they didn't want to take away from Pinehurst at all, but I got to believe that there's a course that's not too far from where I am right now that's going to be on that list as well.
That's part of the fun of this now.
You danced around that very nicely. That was good work. What kind of reaction has this gotten, you know, in Pinehurst and I guess in around the region? This is a big financial thing as well for Pinehurst, right? Is Tom there? Well, how about that? We're having a lovely conversation, and all of a sudden, we lost him. But producer Matt is going to get him back. But, you know, they have to be just absolutely thrilled to have this at Pinehurst, because what he's describing is what has happened with the Masters over the years. You know, welcome back, Tom. I don't know where you went, but we're glad to have you back.
I'm sorry about that. Yes.
So what's been the reaction, you know, in the village, around the region? I mean, this is a big boon for the region as well, right?
It is. It's great, you know, for the region. It's great for our town. You know, Pinehurst is it's a village of 15,000 people, but they're golf advocates, golf fanatics. And so, you know, knowing that you're going to have a U.S. Open to attend every 5 to 6 years is a lot of fun for those folks. I think it's neat that, you know, every Open you have a different generation of a winner. So every generation in golf is going to have a champion that they can relate to. The state, you know, it's not just when an event is held in Pinehurst, it's different. It's the whole state of North Carolina supports it. If it were to be held in one of our big cities, it tends to become a city event. But when a championship is held in Pinehurst, everyone in the state gets excited. And it's not just about Pinehurst Resort, Mike. The USGA is committed to host championships at Pine Needles, which has hosted a number of women's opens. And they've committed to host their national championships all across our state. So, yeah, the whole state seems very excited about it.
Well, I'm not quite sure if they're not, why they're not. But this is you know, just spectacular news. Let me just go off that subject for a minute. And what we have experienced here in Western Pennsylvania and probably throughout the region is there was that pent-up interest that kept growing each week when golf was not permitted to be played here. Everybody knew it, that once the golf courses got open, it was going to be crazy, and getting a tee time was going to be crazy, and it was. Our golf courses have been jammed, and that's continued now for 3 months, I guess. How was it in North Carolina and at Pinehurst specifically? Did you get that feeling that once you got the go-ahead, it was going to be crazy?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. It's been, you know, weird, but the participation has been very strong. What happened in here, we never closed golf. We were fortunate the golf was able to remain open throughout. And for the first, early on in March and April, we closed our hotels, the Carolina, the Holly, the Manor. So there weren't a lot of folks necessarily here. So our members of Pinehurst Country Club were having, you know, the best spring. The weather was great. The conditioning was wonderful. So the members were playing a lot of golf. But then when we reopened the hotels in mid-May, unbelievable pent-up demand, as you put it, of folks showing up. And the protocols are all in place, single rider carts, no rakes, don't touch the flagstick, all that stuff was in effect. So people were able to feel safe when they returned. And for the months of June and July, our rounds are up 20% over prior year, and prior year was kind of a record year. So it's been great to see so many folks coming out and enjoying golf and enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah, it's been that way here everywhere basically. And you feel bad for the municipal courses and the you know, public courses, because they lost March and April and into May as well. But they have rebounded. The people really like their golf. And they've been playing it ever since. So that's great, and hopefully that'll keep some of these smaller places open.
Yeah, there's just so many dynamics, I think, that have played into it. And you know, my kids play travel sports, and they've not had the opportunity to do that, you know, throughout the spring and the summer. So that has allowed my son, who never really was into golf, to pick up golf now. And so instead of, and trust me, I love going to his sports games, but instead of us being, you know, sitting on a soccer field somewhere in a town that is not familiar to us, now we're out playing the cradle at Pinehurst on Saturday. So there's a lot of dynamics at play, but it's been great to see.
Well, it's been great to talk to you this morning. That's great news for Pinehurst and the surrounding area. And we wish you luck, and you know, we'll be enjoying watching the U.S. Open there, you know, down through the years. And I continue to say I'm going to come down and see you, and one of these days I'm going to do that.
Can't wait for that to happen. Thanks so much for letting us tell the story. It really was a great week for us, and has set us up, like I said, for three more decades of U.S. Open championships in Pinehurst.
Well, thanks, Tom. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll be in touch down the road.
All the best. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Tom. That's Tom Pashley, the president of Pinehurst Resort. And that place is now set up to be in the national eye, you know, under the scrutiny of the U.S. Open. And it's a very cool place, and it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. All right, it's time to take our next break. Take a 2020 sports update. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about local golf, and we'll talk to a winner of one of the West Bend Golf Association events this week. And we'll do that right after this break. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.